Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's move on to our Inside Hallis Hall segment. Dan, this week was momentous. Thursday, January 5th, Virginia McCaskey, team matriarch, beloved figure in Chicago sports, and somebody who has been around for, I think, 1,415 Bears games, turned 100 years old. Remarkable achievement. The only person in Chicago who might not be impressed is Sister Jean, the Loyola chaplain. And I think that Virginia McCaskey is one of those, an icon in the NFL, just because of her stature and how long she has she's been omnipresent with everything involving the Bears and the McCaskey family.
So one of the things that I'm truly grateful for during my time on the beat is 2019, because that 100th year celebration was so well timed. You know, the Bears, it's the one year where the Bears had a good season beforehand, right? 2018, they win a division, they win 12 games, they're in the playoffs, and there was a vibe and an energy in Chicago that made that celebration in the spring and summer and into the fall of 2019 so enjoyable and energizing. And as part of that, in the spring, in March of 2019, Rich Campbell and I got a chance to sit down with Virginia McCaskey at the Arizona Biltmore at the owners' meetings for a 25-minute podcast. Like, Virginia McCaskey came on our podcast to talk about kind of her 100-year history. Obviously, at that point, I think she's 96. But the things that struck you, David, were the enthusiasm and the spirit and the competitive spirit she has for what this team means and what it is, but then also the sharpness of her memory to be in her 90s and remember in vivid detail things such as the 1932 de facto NFL championship game that was played indoors at Chicago Stadium because they wanted to get a better gate, right? They wanted to sell more tickets and they didn't want to be outdoors for this game, and remembering the odor of that game because the circus had just been through town. It's fascinating, and she just had so many anecdotes and so many stories from 1932 to 2006 and 2018 and beyond and everything in between. And you're just like, wow, this is a woman who is an encyclopedia, whose father founded this league, whose father poured his passion into everything he did with the Chicago Bears. And it was just such a, for 25 minutes on a spring day in March 2019, just an invigorating experience to be in her presence.
It's a great privilege that you guys had. I mean, that not everyone has that kind of access. And the fact that she was as willing of a participant says a lot about the type of woman that she is. And, what's always impressed me about Virginia McCaskey, Dan, is that this isn't somebody who, obviously she grew up in a football family, but I don't think that she ever envisioned being in the position that she has been in for so many years. Her younger brother, mm-hmm. Muggs, as everybody knows, it died unexpectedly, tragically, in 1979, the last game in December of that year, the last game of the season. He has a heart attack, and all of a sudden things in terms of the succession plan change. And when George Hallis passed, then all of a sudden there's Virginia. And she has never acted in a way that felt like this was a burden. It was just more of a blessing. And so there are many things that people have criticized over the years about the McCaskey family, and they will continue to be polarizing in Chicago. It is the Bears, after all, and they are a public trust. So I think a lot of people feel obligated, or they feel entitled to criticize the family like it's like they're a corporation, but it isn't a corporation. And Virginia McCaskey has always been somebody that has been protected by the family, I think, and in the organization. And the players with very few exceptions over the years, have had the utmost respect for her.
Yeah, and so in 2018, Virginia McCaskey spoke to that team before the season began. And if you remember, it was, you know, Labor Day weekend, they acquire Khalil Mack, and all of a sudden Matt Nagy's bringing this new coach energy into the building. And Virginia McCaskey addresses this team in the Muggs Hallis Auditorium there at Hallis Hall. And her message was essentially talking about confidence, about what it takes to achieve high-level success. And I remember hearing from monsters on that defense, guys like Danny Trevathan and Akeem Hicks, how struck they were by her expression of what confidence means. And I'll never forget Danny Trevathan say that she said that the 85 defense was so confident that it scared her. Right. And it was like that level of just certitude and alpha and anything you want to attach to the greatest team in team history resonated so deeply with Virginia McCaskey that she feels a need to pay it forward to these other generations of Bears players to let them know that's what it looks like, guys. Like, that's what you have to develop. You have to develop that confidence. And I just love those types of moments of this woman in her 90s standing in front of that group of guys who ended up being the best defense in the NFL that season and expressing that in a way that got them fired up. You know, that's cool stuff. Couple other quick stories for you. So Virginia McCaskey told us in 2019 that for the 1963 NFL championship game, I think Virginia has 11 children, if I'm not mistaken. And they had kind of run through their allotment of tickets, and they had to cut people in their family out of going to that 1963 NFL championship game against the Giants, which is obviously the last championship the Bears won before they won the Super Bowl. And her daughter, Ann, eventually decided, this game is going to mean a lot more to George than it is to me. And she willingly gave up her ticket to George McCaskey. It was a nice show of sibling love and affection that always resonated with Virginia as, boy, I've raised some good kids. And I think you'd agree that the McCaskey family is a pleasant, kind, generous family that you know, look, like, I documented all the time. In the last 30 years, the Bears have had 11 last place finishes and four playoff victories. That's under the microscope. But as people, as human beings, as folks you want to be around, they're pleasant. And I'll have one more anecdote, but you've had experience as well.
Yeah, that's always been the conundrum, is that you know, when you're evaluating them as a family or whoever runs a football team, running a football team, it's easy to be critical because they haven't had the success that they should in Chicago. But as a family and relatability, it's always been very warm. And whether, you know, I've probably gotten to know George and Brian better than other people in the family. And I've had maybe, you know, obviously when I was back on the beat, when I first came to town, everyone has that moment where, you know, you get a golf cart picking you up at Bourbonnais or training camp. You go to meet with Virginia McCaskey and she asks you questions and you get to know her. And you remember that because those moments are pretty rare. But I do. I would echo what you're saying about the family. There's just definitely you see, I don't think they ever envisioned being as polarizing or as public as they have become. Yeah. But it is the family business, so that is the reality of it. But yeah, there's very little to criticize when it comes to that, those kind of relationships, because it's just a relatable family.
One last anecdote. In March 2019, as you remember, Khalil Mack was then what Justin Fields is now, the Uber star, the guy that everyone thought was going to carry them to the next level. And George McCaskey was sharing with us the story of the weekend that the Bears traded for Khalil Mack. And he said that, you know, Ryan and Ted had come to him and said, hey, we've got a chance to get Khalil Mack here. Here's what we're talking through. And so George went to his mother, Virginia, and said, Mom, you know, we have a chance to trade for Khalil Mack, but it's going to take us 2 first round draft picks. And Virginia said, okay, go get him. And George, you know, pumped the fist, walked out of the room and gave the green light. And he said, a little while later, Ted Phillips came back to him and said, this is going to cost us $90 million to sign him to a contract extension. And George said, Mom can read about that in the papers. He never took that one back to her. He said if she read it in the papers, he could say, you can't believe everything you read in the Tribune, Mom.
That's a good one. I had not heard that one before. I did know that he went to her before making that move, but I didn't know that he did not tell her exactly how expensive Khalil Mack would be. Money well spent, by the way.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good one. All right.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday,
Happy Virginia. Birthday, Virginia McCaskey, 100 years old, the matriarch of the Bears organization, and just somebody that is very very easy to respect at Halas Hall. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto
Parts. Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.